Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance.
The skeleton key. My skeleton key for everything. To end, I'd like to give you one of my favorite tools, a skeleton key, so to speak, for everything, provided you take care of it and use it regularly. It is one of the most important tools for any collaboration, but especially in extraordinary circumstances and times of change, such as those that arise in the wake of a takeover by an American company. And it can be extremely efficient. You guess it, asking questions. Generally speaking, we don't ask enough questions. And when people do ask questions, they prefer closed-end yes or no questions. But open-ended questions are the truly interesting questions, and they are of a different quality altogether. Of course, you know the sentence, leaders aren't afraid to ask questions. When it comes to this issue, this sentence comes up sooner or later. In most cases, it is understood to mean that the person who asks questions leads others. How one-sided this interpretation is becomes evident once you consider the master-apprentice relationship. Do apprentices lead their masters simply because they ask questions? Hardly. Of course, their questions draw attention to certain issues, but they are still far from ever leading their masters. Likewise, by asking questions, I do not wish to be a leader for our American colleagues. But what I would like to be is a procedures and developments leader to the extent permitted by the conditions on the ground. And I can be that leader only if I ask questions. So that's what I do. In practice, it has been my experience that many managers and employees miss critical opportunities to ask questions. The consequences are misunderstandings, extra work, and conflicts. It is therefore worthwhile to consider three typical missed opportunities. Understood, really? When the first request from the US lands on an employee's desk, he or she will need less than a second to notice some well-known keyword and think, we have a document for that somewhere. And he or she just gets to work, compiles numbers and sends them over. There's just one thing. The compilation is not what was requested. The requester does not feel understood, nor has this response trust in the employee in Germany. During the initial period following the takeover, employees will still be stuck in their old way of thinking. They respond to requests as if they were from one of their supervisors or colleagues. In doing so, they assume a lot. Their supervisors and colleagues know the company, so they need less information to understand something other employees say or write than do the employees in the US, and fail to consider that these procedures are unknown in the US and may even look completely different there. As a rule, your American colleague will need something different than what the employees at the German company are accustomed to providing. In such situations, it will be of little help to ask whether the old documents are what someone asked for. Ask rather what exactly is being requested. The parent company may have a sample that helps you. Ask for templates and specific instructions. And when in doubt, talk to someone in-house before you translate or have translated some existing document or existing information. As for requests requiring time-consuming responses, it will be worth your while to seek clarification. Is it possible to coordinate interim steps? Can you tap a colleague or a supervisor? Are there subject matter experts in-house? During the integration process, always consider you are in an intense phase of coordination and alignment. All this has little to do with business as usual, and this will be especially true at the beginning of this process.
Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com. For sure, you will find also the link in the show notes.